You could have knocked me down with a feather when he spoke about him at breakfast this morning. I didn't hear what went before, naturally, but they was all talking about the brother when I went in. Now what was it I went in for? Hot milk, was it, or toast? Well, they was all talking, and Mr. Mark turns to me and says, you know his way, Stevens, he says, my brother is coming to see me this afternoon. I'm expecting him about 3, he says. Show him into the office, he says, just like that. Yes, sir, I says quite quietly, but I was never so surprised in my life, not knowing he had a brother. My brother from Australia, he says. There, I'd forgotten that, from Australia.
Well, he may have been in Australia, said Mrs. Stevens judicially. I can't say that, not knowing the country. But what I do say is he's never been here, not while I've been here, and that's 5 years.
Well, but, Auntie, he hasn't been here for 15 years. I heard Mr. Mark telling Mr. Cayley. 15 years, he says. Mr. Cayley haven't arsed him when his brother was last in England. Mr. Cayley knew of him. I heard him telling Mr. Beverley, but didn't know when he was last in England, see? So that's why he arsed Mr. Mark.
I'm not saying anything about 15 years, Audrey. I can only speak for what I know, and that's 5 years Whitsuntide. I can take my oath he's not set foot in the house since 5 years Whitsuntide, and if he's been in Australia, as you say, well, I dare say he's had his reasons.
What reasons? Said Audrey lightly.